What's up, my love, my dear, my dearest possible listener? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil Waututh Nations, and the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The show that you're listening to is Teachable Wednesdays. The host is me, Dork. The listener is you. You. What's up? It is the day of love, the Lover's Day. It's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Oh my gosh. I do hope that you are feeling the love and loved. And like, whatever. There's all this, people hate on Valentine's Day for good reason. I feel like it is like just a Hallmark holiday designed to like take your money, etc. But I also am, who are we to like complain about a day where you're encouraged to like celebrate love in your life, whether it's platonic love, familial love, romantic love, whatever. Love is everywhere. Love is important. And in my opinion, these like fanciful, like constructed holidays, like they're only as cheap as you like make them to be. Like, yeah, like no, like it doesn't really matter that this like arbitrary day in February, like it doesn't say anything about your relationship if you celebrate it or not, or like if you like do certain things on this holiday, or like remove the expectation. What is today? Today to celebrate love. So let's just do that. Take a moment, say, I love love, and people love me, and love loves me. Anyway, that's just kind of the theme of today's episode. It's just love. How could we not? It's Valentine's Day. How could we not do an episode on Valentine's Day? The song that we opened this show was a dedication, the Yusu remix by Tourist, featuring obviously Yusu, because this episode is dedicated to lovers of all kinds. Also, Yusu is going to be performing on Friday, this Friday. That's right, you heard me right, this Friday at Liquidation World at 1965 Main Street. Something that I think is like funny when I was prepping for this show, I guess, was it seems like I've done a love themed episode like once every 6 months, which is kind of cute. That's just like a fun fact about us and me, I guess. But even though we have covered this, maybe we've covered some facets of this theme, who are we to deny when love comes to us? Who are we to deny just talking about it and playing music? Because that is one of, like, in my opinion, the wonderful things about love, I guess, is people talk about it all the time. But we make music and people make art about love all the time, which is something that I've never really understood that. I think that like it's not that interesting to just like create about love. I think it is really interesting to like create about like your growth in love or like your thoughts on love. But an issue that I do have with love, and I guess this like kind of extends to Valentine's Day, is like it is this, I think, really abstract and like powerful thing. This episode isn't going to be me trying to like define what love is, what an undertaking that would be, but just in general, I feel like it is one of those like experiences and I guess like perspectives that people allow for a lot of grace, which is, I think, very sweet. Like something that I think is like a kind of funny anecdote that I guess like is emblematic of this is one time my partner and I were hanging out and he was just like screech singing Blink-182. And I just had the thought of like, you're so lucky I love you, because otherwise this would be so annoying. Like this, like objectively, like these sounds are not, they aren't really like hitting in like a like totally like auditorily positive way. But like I love you so much. This is like cute that you're doing this. Like, I think that that's like a really benign kind of example of like, because there is love, you do kind of like, it does color, I guess, like how you see behaviors or like how you like experience a person, which is awesome and beautiful. But I also think that like this is where it's like very obvious that like I'm not a romantic person. Anyway, I feel like I'm getting off track. This is not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about cool, kind of, but mainly just love. Because what's the coolest thing you can do? Love somebody. Anyway, we have to move on. It is time. It is time to listen to more music. So this is All I Think About by Pedal Supply off of their 2020 album, Hey EP. As you, as a regular full-time and long-time listener, I'm sure, know, I love Pedal Supply and I love this EP. So how could I not play this song? This is All I Think About by Pedal Supply, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Oh, けていくか明日まで続けていくか感じたいだけの oh アクセル踏み込む行くぜアクセル踏み込む行くぜ感じたいだけの
to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankamino-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. The show you're listening to is Teachable Woman. CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's just really cool is cool feelings, love, adoration, crushing, etc. Heart, heart, heart. you just heard the song Tagawa 3000 by Golin and Booga. Just before that was Devours with their brand spanking new single Hairspin. And then opened that set with Petal Supply, All I Think About, off of her 2020 Hey EP. We're just doing love songs today. It's just like that's the vibe. It's Valentine's Day. How could we not? But something that I want to talk about today is this question that I ask people in my downtime. When I'm not on air. which is, what's the metaphor for how you love someone? And I think it's my sibling asked me this like years ago, and I love it so much because I think it really says, it says a lot about like, I think how a person, like what the experience or like what loving is to that person. And I also think it's interesting because some people know right away. And some people, it really takes them a long time to think about it. So I'm just gonna talk about some that like have stood out to me and that I think are like really sweet and kind of demonstrate different ways that people do love. For example, the first one that I'm gonna talk about is the way that this person loves is how like little butterflies just like going all around the person's face, like flitting around, going, giving them kisses and kind of like this like intimate, soft, like swarm almost of like tangible affection. And this person thought of this right away. This was like one of the immediate answers. And I think it's interesting because it's like the sweet thing about it to me is it's like very like kind of like what I was saying before, like of like how the person like sees kind of affection as, or like demonstration of affection is like, it's very active and it like very much centers the other person. And it's kind of like a snapshot. Like some of the responses that I've, that like people have said have like been like making a meal for someone or like kind of like taking up, not taking up space, but like being in space around a person and like kind of more like passive, I guess, and like demonstrative affection. But I really like this one because it's, like, so, like, I am giving affection to you, which I just think is really sweet. And, yeah, it's, like, a very, like, active way of demonstrating love. So, that's metaphor number one. We're going to hear some more later on. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love you. Okay, this next song is Plush Management Incorporated, Let Me Love You Down, Too Damn Dope, Plush, off of their Magic Plush EP. And you, my dearest listener, my loved listener, if you will, are listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
It never really mattered too much to me that you were just too damn dull for me. It never really mattered too much to me that you were just too damn dull for me.
Oh,
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
What is up, my dear listener? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The show you're listening to is Teachable Moments. The host is me, Dork. The listener is you. And today's definition word of the cool word cool is cool feelings, love, adoration, crushing, etc. Heart, heart, heart. The song that you just heard is Snowing with an exclamation point by Liv off of their brand new album, Girl in the Half Pearl. If you, again, as a longtime, full-time, like, dedicated listener of Teachable Moments, know I love Liv. I've been loving Liv, and I'm so happy that there's a new release out. I think that she is doing something so interesting with how she's, like, blending genre, like, how she's communicating, her, like, approach to lyrics. I think she's a genius, and I think this album is amazing. So if you have not listened to Girl in the Half Pearl, I hope that you do. I almost said I double dog dare you too, and then I realized it's Valentine's Day. Don't be aggressive. Just, like, put it out there. Manifest. And yeah, those are the two songs that you heard. We're talking about love. We're specifically talking about metaphors for how people love. It's my favorite question to ask friends. Just like, what's the metaphor for how you love someone? And the one I want to talk about now is, it's kind of like the feeling, I guess. We talk about, like, the action and, like, activeness, or like a really active metaphor just before that break. But this metaphor is, like, really, it's passive, but what I like about this one, or something I think is interesting about this one, is, like, it really just describes a feeling or an experience rather than another person, I guess. Like, sorry, the metaphor is light, like, shining through a window and, like, projecting a rainbow on, like, kind of a warm, hazy summer morning. And, like, that whole vibe. And this is kind of what I was getting at earlier with, like, passive examples of love, or, like, how people love. 'Cause I feel like it's really, like, again, like, there's a really strong sweetness to it, and, like, that kind of snapshot of feeling. Like, I'm imagining, like, you're in bed, you're, like, with the person you love, like, you're waking up, it's, like, kind of slow, it's bright, but, like, it's still kind of, yeah, hazy, and, like, there's something, like, magical happening. There's a rainbow on the wall. Like, that is, there's so much softness, and I think there's so much, it says so much about, like, when love is felt. I think that's another reason why I really love this question. So, like, the first metaphor of, like, butterflies kind of flying around and, like, giving little kisses, like, that really says, like, love is felt in an active way, or, like, I like love to, like, have love be felt. I prefer to have love be felt in an active way, almost. Whereas this metaphor is so, like, love is felt in the experience of it. Love is felt, it's really, like, in the small moments. And then also, I don't know, I think that, like, prisms and rainbows are like, really magical and beautiful, and it's, like, really nice to see. So, yeah, it's like a little pocket of a miracle that's, like, happening in your room. So I love this metaphor, and I hope you think about it. But we're going to move on, because we got songs to listen to and other things to talk about. So this next song is Love You Good by Rochelle Jordan, featuring LSDXOXO off of Play with the Changes Remixed. There was another Rochelle Jordan song that almost made the cut for this playlist. And it's very good. You should listen to it. But I chose Love You Good because, come on, LSDXOXOXO is in the name of the artist. So we had to feature it on the special Valentine's Day episode, which you're listening to on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. A little strange, a little guarded. Yeah. A little closed off, but open-hearted.
To depend on me. If you say you love me and you, like your happiness only depends on me, it might not be true love. Maybe there's something in me that you want, but you think it's love, it's not love.
Magical, magical. Gotta feed my hunger, gotta quench my thirst. Let me adjust my bra, let me fix my skirt. Let me get this work, let me make it hurt. Let me get out the cab, let me get there last. Let me go home first. Baby, it's no shade, but when you're top grade, sometimes you can't sit for dessert. Gotta feed my hunger, gotta quench my thirst. Let me adjust my bra, let me fix my skirt. Let me get this work, let me make it hurt. Let me get out the cab, let me get there last. Let me go home first. Baby, it's no shape when you're top grade. Sometimes you can't sit for dessert. Flavor fresh, you can see I'm paid to death. Men hanging off my neck, cash a check. I mean all disrespect, but next to these bitches I'm best. I am the blueprint, bitch, I'm the test. What's next? Don't give these bitches no rest. Came out pumping up to something. I am sickening, so disgusting, so disgusting.
I'm so what?
I'm so pussycat, I'm so cunt. Bitch, this attitude ain't no front. I write my own songs, I do my own stunts. I hike my own thongs, so they sit French cut. Ride him like a bike and make him my slut. Turn into a dyke when the sun comes up. And that's just my life, you can't get enough. Gotta feed my hunger, gotta quench my thirst. Let me adjust my bra, let me fix my skirt. Let me get this work, let me make it hurt. Let me get out the cab, let me get there last. Let me go home first. Baby, it's no shape when you're top grade. Sometimes you can't stay for dessert. Miss not misty, fresh and minty. My name ring bells in my city. Tall and pretty, you can't miss me. Let's get to the nitty gritty. I don't take shade for trees with no fruit. I got the cup if you got the juice. You try me tough luck, let's keep it a buck. You might wanna look, but don't ever touch. Please move, I need room. Trust when I say get out my green room. No shade, bitch, don't even see you. Walk right past you like a see-through. If you don't know about me, you need to. Please, boo, don't be late, keep it cute. Have you on your knees by the time I leave. Please believe I kill shit, I make them grieve. Gotta feed my hunger, gotta quench my thirst. Let me adjust my bra, and let me fix my skirt. Gotta feed my hunger.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song No Shade by Mist Milano. Just before that was Echolalia by Eve's Tumor off of their upcoming album, and then opened that set with Rochelle Jordan, Love You Good, featuring LSD XOXO, off of the album Play With The Changes Remixed. You're listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's episode word of cool is cool. Feelings, love, adoration, crushing, etc. Heart. Beyond kind of those feelings, we're talking about metaphors that I have heard in my life of how people love. We've talked about like active ways. We've talked about like feeling metaphors. And the one that I want to talk about now is centered more on care. So this is a metaphor that took time to come up with. Like they had a different one and that they like immediately knew, and then they they changed it. And it's kind of like a scene similar to the previous metaphor of kind of walking along a river at night, and it's like dusk, and the person taking their jacket off and putting it on the person who they're with. And I think this is a really interesting one for like a lot of reasons. One thing that I want to flag like just like immediately is how the previous metaphor and this metaphor both happen are kind of set in these transitionary periods of day. So like the first one being morning and dawn, and then this one being dusk and like twilight, which I think is like, I think it's interesting. I think it's just like accurate, I guess, to place love in a like what feels like a fluid time, a permeable time, I guess. And then the other one is, I think that this metaphor, it's kind of like an interesting combination of like the active and the felt metaphors that we like have already talked about. And I also think that this metaphor is a lot more, there's a lot more room for platonic love, which is so, it's such an important form of love that doesn't, that's like, I think a criticism of Valentine's Day is like there isn't really enough room or space given to celebrate all different forms of love. Although in my opinion, I already said this, but like you can do whatever you want on Valentine's Day, like celebrate your friends. Like I've never really gotten that, but that's none of my business. But like, yeah, the endearment of this metaphor is like in the care that the person is giving to the other person. And yeah, I just think it's like a really, again, like what I love about this question is like the answers are always very sweet. And like, I think that that's like a really, it's just like a very like comforting, I guess, like question to ask and like answer, I guess, to receive. So those are the metaphors that we talked about and we are talking about because we're going to move on. This next song is Hide and Seek by Stormzy, the Flow remix, featuring, of course, Flow. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Oh, girl, you're shining. You know you're my diamond. You need reminding. This moment of timing when your soul needs aligning. It's me you confiding. Seeking and hiding, nowhere to find me, but what's it gonna be? What we gonna do? Here we go again. This ain't nothing new. I ain't trying to run game, but it's true. Cause you
came and you made me feel.
You call me for help, you gotta chill. Need time for yourself, you gotta heal. This ain't something you felt, it's how you feel. We built this all wrong, I'll take blame. But instead of us tearing it down, we'll rearrange, baby.
Don't let it fall.
Don't let it fall, girl.
Do you
don't
know
fall, right?
What gives me the pleasure when there ain't an idea? You act like you know better. Curtains closed, but still let me know.
Oh, girl, you're shining.
I know.
You know you're my diamond. You need reminding. This moment of timing, when you soul needs aligning. And hiding, nowhere to find me. You need reminding, this moment of time.
Are you looking for ways to be a part of the community through low-stakes opportunities like volunteering? What about making friends that are really cool or have some common interests? Well, I'm here to tell you that at CITR, you can come volunteer at Volunteer Wednesdays, happening every other Wednesday from 12 to 3 with a really fun activity each time, like making signs or button making. Not only is it a great break from outside stress, but a great opportunity to be a part of the community. For more information, you can visit CITR's Instagram page at CITR and Discorder. Organize UBC wants to unionize student workers. Are you a research assistant, an academic assistant, or a work learn? For far too long, student workers have endured low wages, no job protection, and poor working conditions. Organize UBC is fighting back, and all they ask is for student workers to sign a card on their website so the union becomes certified. To sign a card and to find out more information, go to organizeubc.cupe.ca.
I don't hold my breath for anyone but you.
What's up? Oh my gosh, we made it. My love, my listener, my dear, my doted. The song that you just heard is Fly to Me by Ramsey off of the album Hyphia. Just before that was Cherry Blue's newest single, Your Air. And then opened that set with Stormzy, Hide and Seek, Flow remix featuring, of course, Flow. You're listening to CITR 1.9 FM, specifically the show, Teachable Moments. And thank you so much for coming on this journey with me today. We talked about love in all its different forms, I guess. Today's session was really cool. It was cool. Feelings, love, adoration, crushing, etc. Heart, heart, heart. And it was such a pleasure and such a joy. Love really is, it's my favorite thing to talk about, for sure. Because end of the day, it kind of is like one of the most comforting things that like we get to experience, and I appreciate that a lot. happy Valentine's Day. I, as a host, love you as a listener. And also, before I go, I want to say thank you so much to everyone who donated to Fun Drive last week, especially the people who donated to my show. I love you and I appreciate you. Yeah, I hope everyone feels loved, celebrates their love, etc. today. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This song is Baby Love by Jess Lanza. And happy Valentine's Day.